Well, there are some parents across the country who have what you'd, well, kind of a bit of explaining to do. It's been revealed that there are 169 children who each have six or even seven-figure superannuation accounts. Kids. Kids that, you know, haven't had jobs. These rich kids of super have amassed $36 million in retirement savings, and in doing so, their parents have caught the attention of authorities. Kai Chow is the Associate Editor of Multimedia at the Australian Financial Review. Kai, what's going on here? Is this legal? Why was I never full of super as a child?
I know, I know. Hey, you've got to admire the incredible generosity of these parents, Patricia. So, we basically found, as you've mentioned, 169 kids, so minors, those under the age of 18, have six or seven figures in their super accounts. Now, there are legitimate reasons, potentially, for this, including there could be a disability payout, for example. However, I'd be surprised if that accounted for all of them.
From a disability payout for one of the children, or
yeah, that's right. So a child there may be some kind of provision for the, you know, so that the child is going to be looked after.
Okay.
The bottom line is that that's not a requirement. So there might be some parents, and it is legal at the moment for them to simply put this money into their kids' accounts. Now, obviously, their kid's not going to be able to touch it for a very, very long time. So in a way, they're really providing for their grandchildren's well-being into the future. And in other words, it's what Industry Super, for example, has called intergenerational wealth transfer. And of course, it raises that question about what is the super system for? Is it really just to help people get by in retirement rather than being a big fat savings pool for Australians or transferring money to your grandkids or, you know, to your kids when they become very, very old? There used to be a cap of the amount that your folks could put into your like a child's super. It used to be capped at $3,000, but then it was aligned with the concessional annual cap for all accounts, which is $180,000 a year. And that's why you are getting a small number of kids, and interestingly, 127 girls and only 45 boys that have those big balances.
Ooh, that's a whole other issue. Why super instead of a trust fund or another more conventional account for rich kids? I mean, there's other ways you can do it.
No, there are. Well, it's because you pay a heck of a lot more tax with a trust account. And really, you have to think, anyone that's saying to their kids, look, I'm putting this in there, a trust account, you can think, right, okay, the kids are going to be able to get hold of it when they get married or for, you know, something within your own lifetime. But in this case, most of these parents are never going to see their kids receive this. Well, you know, depending on how many advances we see in medical technology, of course. But it's mainly tax is the main reason why it's a lot more expensive to put stuff into a trust account.
Just quickly, because I really want to get into the food delivery story,
yeah,
even
sure.
We're going to get into the news. But is the government going to tidy this up? Is this on the cards for reform?
Well, it's one of the ones that that groups are pointing out as this is really isn't something that the superannuation system was ever meant to do. So I imagine it would then be caught up if, for example, the government defines what the purpose of super is in legislation, because if it's not intergenerational wealth transfer, then something like this is likely to go. It should be pointed out, this is still relatively small chips. I mean, $37 million, this isn't what's going to bring the budget back into surplus.
No, it's certainly not. It's a small number. Now, let's move on to this other story. It's been revealed that two disruptive food delivery companies, Deliveroo and Foodora, are paying riders as little as $10 an hour. What's happening? How are they getting around labour laws?
Sure. Well, the main way is that these guys, the riders, so we're talking about the cyclists who we're starting to see more and more of around town with those big boxes on the back of their bicycles, and they are their bicycles, as in they don't belong to Deliveroo or Foodora, which are two of the big giants that do this. Basically, it's because they're independent contractors. They're not employees, even though they wear the shirts and the box on the back has the stickers on them. Because they're independent contractors, then they aren't subject to, for example, you know, requirements to pay them superannuation or that kind of thing. Those companies would argue, look, that's not necessarily a bad thing. Independent contracting means you can juggle other jobs and, yep, you know, work as a bicycle courier elsewhere.
Well, those delivery boxes look very uncomfortable anyway. Kai, let's revisit this conversation. Thank you. And that's Kai Chow, Associate Editor of Multimedia at the Australian Financial Review. It's ABC News time now, but I'll be back discussing whether Germans are funny.